My name is Eugene Plaskin, and I'm a PhD student in the Watson School of Biological Sciences in Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory. I'm studying plant genetics, and I'm in my fifth year of graduate school. My thesis is called The Role of an Ancient mRNA Pathway in Moss Development. A few decades ago, one of the most important problems facing biologists was how a single fertilized egg cell gives rise to complex creatures composed of thousands of different types of cells. Over time, we've learned that specific instructions in DNA, we call these genes, coordinate all the complex divisions and transformations that cells go through as the embryo develops into an adult. Some sets of instructions help cells build leaves, others tell them how to build an eye. It's crazy to think that all the diversity of leaves, eyes, flowers, hyphae, and wings in the world evolved from just a handful of simple organisms. To me, this question of how our amazingly complicated bodies were sculpted by evolution from a single-celled creature is among the most interesting ones in biology. And although we knew so much about the genetic programs of control development, we knew almost nothing about where these programs came from. But recently, scientists began turning away from the model organisms they had used for decades and started digging around the DNA of some stranger creatures. It was here that they found a few surprising clues. For example, genes we thought were the instructions for developing eyes were found in sponges, creatures that split off from our ancestors millions of years before eyes first evolved. This was huge. It meant that the genetic program for building eyes existed before eyes themselves did, and that this program was later hijacked by evolution, for reasons that we don't really understand. If we're going to find out why certain sets of instructions were repurposed this way, we'll need to know what they do in some of these strange creatures where they don't seem to belong. So for my PhD, I decided to work on moss. Moss has most of the instructions that plants need for leaf building, but no leaves. In fact, its ancestors split from the rest of plants about 100 million years before leaves even evolved. By figuring out what these genes do in moss, we hope to understand why they came in handy for leaf development. So far, the genes seem to allow cells to interpret cues from around them and make sensible decisions about what to do next. But that's just an idea, and it's going to be a while before we really know what, if anything, this means for evolution. I'm working in the lab of Dr. Maya Timmermans, and this work is funded by the Al Hershey Fellowship from the Watson School of Biological Sciences, as well as by the NSF-EPSI program and the JSPS.